Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Indeed, thank you, Father. Thank you for the grace, unmerited. You know, all logics really faltered when it comes to this one. But you have never left us, you have never forsaken us. We have cried. And you've heard us, and not because you've heard us, you have continued to show us that nothing is impossible with you, and so we are grateful. Thank you, Johannes. Thank you so much. May you continue to grace the airwaves so beautifully. I was watching you yesterday, gracing the airwaves so beautifully. And then I said, "Ish, I wish I could be there." But one day, is one day.
Masim to me is a Hokong at our 5 o'clock XN no Ayanda Nenem. Sia Tandaza, Sia to me, Sia Ilizwi Nobunina Ukrestu. Let's praise him. Kur Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
We continue to be friends. We continue to be family. We continue to be together. This song, the first time I listened to it, like properly, I think I was 11 years old or 12 years old, but 11 years old, I think. And I just come fresh from my mother's care, my grandmother's care, by the way. And she said, "I can't care for you anymore because I'm old." And she was really frail. She was sick, you know, she was very sick, man. She couldn't walk. She couldn't breathe. Yo, my grandmother. The only mother I've known, she just couldn't do it. And she put me on a train from Duduza. There's a place called Nigel. And then came back to Pretoria. And then she had to show me, you know, that look, you got a mother. I'm your grandmother. I'll show you your mother. You know, and you need to stay there. You need to stay with her until we locate your father, because we just didn't know where my father was. And then when I arrived there, the lady next door used to work for a furniture company next door to my mother's home when we went there. And I wasn't going to school because it was May. So they couldn't take you to school in May and stuff like that. But at least they did. There's a school that they took me in. It was a Zulu-speaking school, and they took me in. Then I had to change because I was doing Setswana all my life now. I had to change and do isiZulu. Then this song used to play. And it never left my mind, even today. Especially now in making acquaintances with the Messiah himself, our Savior. And I know what it means to lean on someone. When things are really not happening, when things are at odds, when you are left alone there, there is someone. Many people call him Jesus Christ. I call him Yahusha HaMashiach. He is closer than a friend, closer than a brother, more reliable. He has never failed me. And every time, because there was no way I could sing to him, and my grandmother had shown me how to worship him. And I had no song to sing to him except to hear this one and just imagine him even today.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
That's Billy Withers for you there. And of course, from the album, I think it's Billy Withers live at the Carnegie Hall. If I'm not mistaken, man, I haven't seen that album in decades. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. Thursday Live, the name of the show. Our guests are already on the line. Let me greet the Apostle Phumlamfene. She's on the line. Greetings to you, Apostle. Welcome to the show. Apostle. Okay. Mfundisi Makam. Oh, yes.
Greetings.
Oh, hold on, Mfundisi Makamu. Apostle, greetings to you. Welcome.
Hey, greetings to you, Muruti, and to Muruti Makamu, and to all our wonderful listeners out there.
Are you well, though? Welcome to the show.
Well, amen. Thank you. I'm well, and good to be back, and yeah, good to hear that you are all well. You sound well yourself, and I trust Muruti Makamu is actually on top of the world, yeah, compared to some of us today.
Yeah, compared to some of us. Yeah. Compared to some of us. Welcome, Fundis Makam. Greetings to you, sir.
I am Fundis Makam.
Siyaphila njani kodwa, baba.
Siyaphila mfundis wami mani ngiyabonga ukuthi ukuthi umpostala ntshela ukuthi I'm on top of the world.
Now uyavuma on top of uyavuma ukuthi you're on top of the world.
No, that is a blessing, Muruti.
Really?
Yebo.
Oh, okay. I thought the
whatever,
person
that is good.
No.
You know,
Don't go there. Don't go there.
What does the word say, Murut?
Don't go there.
Whatever is true, whatever is lovely, whatever is... You understand?
Okay.
I think
ukufundise ke whatever le ngikuthathe ngikumukise ku translation yempela. UNkulunkulu akakhulumi ngama whatever, baba. Uyayibona? Hey, Makam, lalela ke insizwa yakithi. Desa ngithe ungayilapho. UNkulunkulu uthi no, lalela. UNkulunkulu uthi ane asikhulume uNkulunkulu asekapho apostoli singene ezwini. UNkulunkulu uthi that which is pure.
Yeah.
There is nothing that whatever can be pure. Because everything that is pure is what he created. He says, that which is pure, that which is holy, that which is upright, that he points as to what it is. It means each and every time, uzokhomba lezo zinto lezo, uthi bese, uma ekhomba zona, ucabange ngazo. But when you say whatever, it means I'm going to come to you and say to you, for example, hey, Makamu, you are on top of the world. And then you will deduce from your mind, Uguti, that is actually pure. And I think every one of us would think that way. But if you go to the translations in the true sense of the word, the one that is on top of the world is the devil.
Murut, you are saying, Kutina, if the prophet say, Kutina, you
she was
rich.
Not... She was and the Messiah says 40 days 40 nights in the desert the devil comes and he takes him on top of the temple, on top. It means on top of the system. The world is not the planet. The world is a system.
Yeah.
You know, and then he takes there on top, and when he arrives on top there, he shows him, Uguti, we're opezul, uti bon, minangla. Everything has been given to me, including the things as John Jelu Adam. Atibon, minangla. If you bow to me, yognigeza zonke lezinto lezi, now you will be on top. Oyayibona.
Yeah, but in this case, kukhuluma a prophet, an apostle.
Ngikhuluma ngezwi likaNkulunkulu mina. Angikhulumi ngabapostolo, angikhulumi ngabafundisi bakho, angikhulumi ngabaprofeti bakho, baseshowini le ebayibiza amabishop.
Sabona.
Mina ngikhuluma ngeapostle.
Mina ngikhuluma ngoNkulunkulu.
Apostle.
Man of God.
Apostle, I'm sorry, but as you have spoken, I receive.
Amen.
Prophesy, woman of God. Prophesy.
Kunzima bafowethu kunzima.
No,
it's a talk show. I like it when it goes like this. It's dynamic. The very aspect of the truth is actually you know when the word says do not be quick to lay hands, it also means consider what is put before you eat, you know. So that you don't just take anything. And mawuthenga isinkwa ngeke usidle ne plastic yakho na ngithi ne. Nevertheless, hey.
Yeah, mina ngiyakuzwa mfundisi phela le into isho phela iya kuyo le topic isho.
That's why ngikhuluma namhlanje. That's why ngikhuluma. Konje topic ithini makami ngoba uwazi zonke izinto wena. Ithini topic?
How mfundisi?
No, angithi uyazi
izinto. Slamba. Slamba.
Spiritual slamba.
Sleep in root.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Muruti.
No, ungalali mngani wami. Ukhuluma iqiniso lapho. Ungalali. Vuka.
Injalo.
Vuka molele. Ungalali. Yeah.
Injalo.
We're talking about spiritual slumber, what it is all about. And we trust the Father will do you good, grace you so much in a mighty way. I'm talking to Umfundisi Makamu. And also, hey, Makamu, angibizeli igama lakho nge accent yesiPhotokizi ngizwe.
Jeremias.
Angithi spell igama lakho. Jeremias. Yes. Jeremias.
Jeremias.
Jeremias Makamu, like Makamu, Makamu.
Macam.
Yeah, Makamu.
Yeah, not a K, not a K.
Oh, ayi K le engibona TV.
Ayi, ayi, uyabona manje so ufuna ukuthi nange ngibe nama funeral phala.
Yeah, nago ke sokuqala. Right, anyway. Jeremias Makamu is our guest. So I wanted just so that people can see the difference. Because people would ask Makamu lo, now you know. And of course the Apostle Phumlamfene, we are touching base on this. The very issue today is about the spiritual sleep. Or the spiritual slumber. We are going to look at those areas in our lives as believers where we are asleep, you know. And the devil comes in because, you know, when we sleep, we close our eyes and so we enter into some form of darkness.
Yeah.
And that's where the thief creeps in if he finds us unguarded and steals whatever. You know, and it's very important, therefore, to take note that slumber would mean a form of ignorance and a form of unawareness. Slumber would also mean a form of not being awakened to what the Father is saying, sensitivity to His Spirit, which is something I've been kicking myself about, Mfundisi Makamu, now Apostle. Ukuthi, you know, I need to be more sensitive. If I was sensitive more, some things I wouldn't have seen, you know. If I was sensitive more, some victories I would have experienced earlier. Yeah, if I was sensitive more, some things I wouldn't have lost, you know. If I was sensitive more, there are some routes I wouldn't have taken. And if I was sensitive more and not sleeping at that moment, I wouldn't have off-ramped at some detours. And it's good to speak from the perspective of self. If you can look into this week and the past week, I speak from the perspective of self. in that it's easy to talk at people. I always say this to people, and to the people who come at Men's Dialogue, you know, and I always say that you can't talk at people as if wena we madi Peter Kofi, you know, you need to actually include yourself in the mix of things, because you yourself were also in sin at a point and a time. Right, so we're looking into this. We trust the Father will do you good, grace you so much in a mighty way. And I'm talking to Mruti Makamu. We will also have Kanyi Changana. Kanyi Changana, this well-known woman, will also be on the show to grace us. And also Sibongile Gwaqela Kashaka, and also the Pastors Forum yase Durban. Ethekwini, sanibonani. May the Father do you good. Sanibonani, siyamthanda. Siyabonga ukuthi nisilinde kwayizolo. Aw, bakithi. Now kusikhona ke namhlanje. She's in also Usibongile. Then of course I think we have pastors from Botswana and also in Kenya who will be in on the show. And we can make this a part one, basically, I think. We can make this show a part one, and then you would see how I would also limit our guests to speak for at least 2 to 3 minutes so that they can allow the guests to speak a bit more. And we also have Vanessa Muraka is also in the mix. She also will be gracing us, and we really, really appreciate that. What does the word say about spiritual slumber? It's a sleep of a sort, and we are warned against it. But what is it even all about? It is a form of insensibility, a form of spiritual deafness, and a dullness of a sort. In other words, these kind of things make us not to be sensitive to that which the Father says, guides, points at, and commands. And in Isaiah 56:10, it says, his watchmen are blind, they are all ignorant, they are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down and loving to slumber. So we see it's a watchmanship that has gone blind. And we have been posted as watchmen. But we don't see what is happening. We are found in a mix. We are caught up in the mix of the world, Nati. Nati chayfela yangoma la kidikelengelengelenge. You know that song ishukutini, and you know inkamba ikhisha leyo ngoma leyo. But nathi sikuyo leyo mix leyo. Sonke la e South Africa. We find ourselves there without actually discerning inkamba ikhulunywa laphana against a mother or against motherhood. And we basically find ourselves also in the mix of things that we are not supposed to be at. We find ourselves in corruption. We find ourselves endorsing corruption, endorsing corruptors. And we find ourselves really endorsing everything that is illicit. Lifestyles that are compromised. We find ourselves there. That's why I say these are damn dogs. They don't bite anymore. Do you know those dogs that don't bite? We grew up in townships. Pumla would maybe attest to that. If they told you, Hore, kunenja kule yandleyana, Bojula very careful. But you ninja la bena ba to sport. Or bati u brown. Ati u brown. Or bati, serious. Bati u sibi. Ne, hailumi, hailumi. Hey, matata. Aweza manji. So that's why the way it speaks about dumb dogs is we are no longer sensitive to the things that the Father is showing us. We are just watching what we want to see. And we see what we want to see. We don't see what the Father is pointing to us. A bit of a problem. After this, let me start with you, Mfundis Makam. Our guest, I'm just giving you 2 minutes to 3 minutes just to talk, so that I can be able to ask you many questions because niyang torture. Uthola ukuthi ngibuzama question ayi 2 in the whole show. Makam ngimbuzeka ayi 2 uphumla ngimbuzeka ayi 2 awabana ngeke nisangidotsha.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Now, Muruti Makam, if you look into the very aspect of spiritual sleep or slumber, Isaiah 26 verse 19 says, your dead shall live together with my dead body. They shall arise, awake and sing, you who dwell in dust. For your dew is like the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. This spiritual slumber is referred to as a death that needs to be awakened. And then also the sleep in, if you look into Job chapter 7 verses 4 and 5, when I lie down I say, when shall I rise, and when the night be ended? For I have had my fill of tossing till dawn. My flesh is cracked with worms and dust. My skin is cracked and breaks out afresh. It's a sickness, a spiritual sickness. We see it also there. Job is speaking about that. And in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 14, it says, therefore he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Mfundisi Makam, what comes to mind?
Mfundisi Swami. Yeah. Amen. Angibingelele kubalaleli bonke. Jikelele. Mfundisi Swami, spiritual sleep or slumber, it's a lack of motivation in serving the Lord.
You.
Uzi neglect wena. Unegleta umsebenzi kaNkuluNkulu. Kunabantu abathi ngiyinkozweni because ngifuna umshado. Lo akekho motivated kumkhonza uNkuluNkulu.
Uzifunela.
Kunalento ayifunayo. Usifunela umuntu mamtholile dan.
Ulava munhu.
Ulava baba chukela.
Yeah.
Ne baba chukela uya lapha enkonzweni ufuna amanzi mtoti.
Ufuna amanzi mtoti.
Injani?
Yeah.
Yes. Then ke uma ithola lento ayitholayo, uqedile, angayihlalela ekhaya. Then kunalabo bathi hayi mina ngiya enkonzweni ukuthi ngizothola kungcwatshwa. Doesn't matter ukuthi kwenzakalani enkonzweni, akana ndaba. Usatana, the Bible says lapana ku Matthew chapter 13. Litizwi, while umnikazi wentsimu etshale lokho akutshalile, at night while they were asleep, kwafika isita satshala lokho sokutshalayo isona. Lokho lokho kusibonisa ukuthi na is very simple ukuthi umuntu alale abhekile enkonzweni kwenzeke izinto akana ndaba is long nje akona amen amen sukuma sukuma hlala phansi lala ngomhlana kufikile isikhathi sama Thanksgiving thatha ma Thanksgiving you understand. Akananda, i-preaching iyaphuma ukuthi
imotivetwa yini le preaching akana ndaba as long as nje ekhona kunabanye athi mina enkonzweni ngiyela kuyocula uma sikacula nje u right uzizwa ukuthi ngimkhonzile uNkulunkulu ngi right and don't judge me. You understand?
Yeah.
Ukuchintsha izinto phakathi kwebandla ekhona kwenzwa ama-sermon kufakwa amakhandlela kwenzwa whatever ukhona kuchintsha ama-constitution umunye athathe iBhayibheli aliyenza lisuta lento ayifunayo yena ukhona akanandaba ukuthi kunezinto zitshintshayo. This is a spiritual slump. And whereas the Bible tells us kutina kumele sibe very sensitive kwezinto uma ubuka lapha na ku Ephesians chapter 6 chapter 5 from verse 16 iBhayibheli ikhuluma ngokuthi na kumele sitshengisise isikhathe ngoba izinsuku zimbi sina kulezi izinsuku ezimbi masibe very awake. Singathathi noma yini ezayo ngoba abantu beza nemikhuba phakathi kwebandla.
Yeah.
Umuntu afika amashuma ningafaki ibuku ngoba ibuku izamadimoni anizalwangani phakwe ibuku nithi amen. Kukhuluma umuntu uzalwa ukhuluma nje ugqoka empahla kongathi yena uzalwa ugqoka empahla
hey madodhe
amayelo boni uNkulunkulu thakha wafuni. Aka shokuthi na kweli PVS akayikhomba abantu bathi amen 2023 September uJesu yakho kweli PVS abazalwane bayithatha amen abanandaba bathi uJesu ngama 2000 akawafuni bayithathe abazalwane ngoba balele abawazi umoya omotivator lento lela. You know mfundisi wami mina ikhona into engayifunda ukuthi na the demon can say ukuthi Jesus is Lord. Ama demon akwazi ukusho lokho. That is the reason when Jesus ayalapha kwale ndoda yayihlala emathuneni the Bible says ukuthi le ndoda uma iphuma lama demon lawa athi ndodana kaNkulunkulu why ufuna ukusibulala before time and akusho moyo incwadi kusho dibo lithi ndodana kaNkulunkulu son of the most high God uya praise them. So it's not enough to hear somebody actually Jesus is not enough is not be sensitive ukuthi na lo moyo okhulumayo ubuyaphi usuka kuphi what motivate the preaching what motivate ukuthi kwenzwa kanje even amakhetini ngamhlanje mfundisi mathi into esontweni be sensitive kuwo ayifuna ukukhohlisa ngisho even epulpit uma litshintsha be sensitive ukuthi na why kutshintsha lento lela why sekuba nje why kuba nje ngoba namhlanje sithwila esikhathini esibi lapho abantu bazenzela unomathanda in the name of Jesus kodwa bangamotivatwanga ngomoya ongcwele. Enkosi Musama ibusisi mfundisi wami. So masibe very sensitive ebandleni. Enkosi Musama ibusisi.
Thank you. And of course if you just joined us we are talking about spiritual slumber, what it is even all about, some of the most distinguishing characteristics of slumber. I'm talking to the apostle Phumlamfen, of course, also to Mfundisi Jeremias Makamu, and we are touching on this issue. Now, let me bring this to you, apostle. When we talk about spiritual slumber also, the word is speaking in Proverbs 20 verses 13. It says, do not love sleep, lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes and you will be satisfied with bread. And bread, Christ is the bread of life, you know. And then when it says do not love sleep, it means do not love the things of the dark, the things of darkness. Like I said earlier on. And the word is warning us with regards to this. What say you?
Yeah.
Yeah, ne? That's a sad one. You know, I'm just here and I was listening to you when you started, and also Maruti Malcolm when he continued as well. I'm like, yo, at this rate, with what is happening around us, there's a lot of people who are not conscious, who are not aware and alert about a lot of things, and you realize that in most cases, people are caught off guard, you know, because of this spirit of slumber, because of the spirit of, you know, of some people being unaware, you are asleep. Because remember, you are immobilized, you are not sensitive, you are not even strong. So that's why the Bible says we're terrible like a Morocco, literally like a coward, because slumber is on a system and a limo ya wao to offer. So we have to offer to take initiative, we have to offer even to study the word of God, you know, auna maata. You know, I mean, can you imagine that? Just a typical example. When you are asleep, anything can happen all of it. If it can happen at all of it, you know, and how do you become productive and effective while sleeping? But also on the other side, on the flip side of it, you know, when we continue to slumber, like as I say, we don't become productive, we don't become effective, but also a lot of things that are not supposed to catch us unaware, they catch us unaware. Because we are not alert, you know. Even when there's danger, are we born? Because we're not umoboroko, you are not even sensitive. Because remember, all of it, your senses listen, they shut down. So also as a child of God, when the spiritual slumber overtake you, your spiritual senses, they get shut down. You can't even discern between deception, between falsehood, and what is good and what is right. Hence, we find a lot of people, because like really, really, this explains into why a lot of people are caught up in crowds where they should not be caught up in those crowds. Because when you are caught up in crowds where deception and falsehood is the order of the day, then you begin to actually look at yourself, you pause and begin to check yourself for it. Why are you not sensitive? Why utamaya le crowd? Why over pull towards all direction? And because if you don't do that, then it means definitely the spirit of slumber, the spirit of yahorubala has overtaken you. Hence, when the spirit of slumber has overtaken you, Joe, over desensitized, over immobilized, you know, you can't even discern between right and wrong, you know, and literally somebody who's asleep does not have energy, I mean, truly. How do you expect somebody who is energized at the same time? You can't do both. It's either you're awake or you're asleep. So when you're asleep, there are things that is affecting, but
yeah.
Deceivers and false prophets and teachers, when they come with their falsehood, because when you are not alert, you are not sensitive even to the word of God, you don't even discern between right and wrong, you can't even judge, because spiritual slumber, it also means that your judgment is highly affected. You can't judge correctly between right and wrong. So go and everything goes, you know, when you read as well, from the word of God in the book of Luke chapter 12 from verse 39 to 40, but know this, that if the master of the house would have known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allow his house to be broken into.
Yeah.
Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you did not expect. So meaning, Manaba Mudimu, Heru Rubezi, ukhona okuningi okwenzakalayo, you know, because we are not sensitive. Everything around our senses are shut down. Remember, you know, Mudimu has given us senses so that we can perceive danger.
Yeah.
So when you're asleep, you can't perceive danger. You can perceive a threat. You know, even you can't even perceive opportunities. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, opportunities have come and gone by because they could not perceive them, because never robezi and never tari kislam bakawatehile. The opportunity, they came and they left them. But you know, Joe, when I leva tamba bakening mama tateng, they have entangled themselves in such a web, they can't come out of it, because that happened when they were still sleeping. The enemy is able to sell you stuff The enemy is able to come to you and preach to you, and the enemy is able to come to you and show you something that it's all coward, but it is easy to fall into the trap and into the pit. May the Lord help us and awaken our senses.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate. And of course, send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say about this. We are talking about spiritual sleep or slumber.
Enjoy a cup of coffee and catch up on your favorite program. Download our podcasts on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, let's listen to Sibongile Gwaqela in Durban, what she says, and greetings to the community of believers and pastors in Durban. Siyambingelela. Sawubona, Sibongile.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. I would like to greet the listeners at home and everybody on Radio Pulpit and everybody who's part of this interesting discussion. And I feel honored, and I don't take this opportunity lightly. And it's quite an interesting and fascinating conversation to be discussing issues of spirituality. Well, I think what causes people to be spiritually sleeping, I think it's how the method that we are using now, or the methods that we use in terms of worship, are quite different from the days, I mean, in previous days, you know, when the church started. I think the main focus by then was to, it was spiritual growth. It was more of seeking God's guidance. It was more of seeking God's wisdom. It was more of hearing the word of God, and it was worshiping in truth and in spirit. So today things are happening differently, because I think it's because of time that is given to our church, and we are more structured now, and we are more like performers in a way, you know. The church, I think the church has tended to be the center of entertainment. It's no different from the stage, just the stage, like any stage that is reserved there for people to see greatness, great things, you know. It might be musically, it might be anything, but it is entertainment as compared to the days before. So I think that is where we need to, that is the root of the problem, that are we still in line with the word? Are we still doing things in terms of preaching holiness, or our gospel has been compromised? So according to my observation, this is my analysis, that our gospel has been compromised. The evangelic that has been preached today, that the gospel that is, that we've been taught today, it's not, it's different. We are taught obviously about materialism, of which is good that we need to see the church members progress and accumulating wealth, of which is good. However, if it's going to take a channel or take a platform whereby it is now, it's no longer, it's now the dominating factor as compared to seeking the presence of God and seeking God's presence. Another challenge again is that also in churches, we do no longer meet regularly as we used to meet. We used to have cell groups before, but some churches, they still do it. It's very important to cultivate the spirituality. It's very important to ensure that we stay in balance. One of those days when whereby you, a Christian will run and will call you, a Christian friend, to say, hey, please pray and wake you up at 11. Yes. Only to find that there is an attack that is coming your way. But they are able to see, because they are alert. They are spiritually conscious. They are aware of circumstances that might affect you as a person, as an individual, or your family. So now, today, does that thing still happen? Or even our prayer, whether you are at workplace or whether you are at wherever you may be, do we give enough time, God? Maybe at your 5 minutes of your break, do you still go and close yourself and mute yourself and pray for the Holy Spirit to start revealing things to you, and pray for your own spiritual growth, and pray for God for deliverance, and pray for many things that you could be praying for? But however, do we still have that such kind of opportunities? Also, the negative influences, what would be causing that? Obviously, now we have social media. It has taken over. It does change how the perception of how the church sees itself today. It does change on how people view at themselves. It does change the thinking of people when it comes to the concept of deity, when it comes to God himself. How do God, how do people, Christians, view themselves? How, where do they position themselves in the society? So now these are elements which are the main factors in terms of like killing the soul, in terms of killing the spirituality of Christian. Another thing that I would like to emphasize on is the holiness. Do we still preach holiness in churches? Do we still preach holiness? Because we can now, maybe, like I've seen this, people will engage perhaps in sexual activities, they will still go and not respect the place of God, the place of worship, they still go and worship. And nobody will tell them this is not how we should be behaving in church. So we need to be very careful in terms of whatever that we do, it should symbolize in terms of how we speak, in terms of how we do things. It should reflect God. It should reflect God in whatever that we do.
Sure. I hear you quite well. And that is Bongile Kwacela there. There's a lack of reflection, there's a relaxation when it comes to holiness, a relaxation when it comes to the seriousness of praising, of worshiping in prayer. It says all these things are a cause of slumber on our part. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit it is. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, the notion of spiritual sleep. Let's go also to poisons. Let's talk to the prophet Hlengweni Mthimba. Prophet, greetings to you.
Good evening, beloved of faith. You are tuned into Radio Pulpit, where the message of hope, truth, and transformation fills the airwaves. I'm so glad that you've joined us today for a moment in the presence of God. And today's message is titled Spiritual Slumber. So we know that many of us are awake in the body, but we are asleep in the spirit. We are disconnected from the voice of God and unaware of what he's doing in the world, in the body of Christ, and in our lives. This word is a divine wake-up call, Bazalan. God is saying, awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. So stay tuned as we uncover how we can recognize spiritual sleep and how it affects our destiny and how we can awaken our spirit to God's power and purpose. Let's get into it. Absolutely. Today we are reading from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 14. It reads thus, therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Amen. Bazalwane, there's a spiritual sleep that is spreading across the church. It's spreading across families and even across nations. You know, people are awake physically, but they are sleeping spiritually. You can be busy with your life. You can be working. You can be attending church. You can even be serving and yet be asleep in the spirit. And this is the season, Bazalwane, where God is calling his people to wake up, to shake off the dust and to open their eyes and to discern what time it is in the spirit. Amen. So let's start with defining what is spiritual slumber. Spiritual slumber is not about rest, but it's about disconnection. It's when your spirit is no longer sensitive to the voice of God. You know, you might be in spiritual slumber when you no longer feel conviction over sin, meaning you can just sin and you don't even, you know, care. You're not convicted. You're not even moved by your sin. You know, prayer feels like a burden instead of a lifeline for you. And you read the Bible, but you feel nothing within you that is stirred by the word of God. You tolerate things that you used to flee from, you know, like Simon, like Samson. You may still have the outward strength, but the spirit has departed from you and you didn't even know it. Amen. So how do you identify the signs of spiritual slumber in your life? So let's identify these symptoms. So number one, you lose spiritual hunger. So the word of God no longer excites you. And if this is you, Bazalwane, you must know that you are in slumber. And you begin now to live a life of prayerlessness. You know, Bazalwane, prayer is the oxygen of our spirit. Yeah. Without it, we suffocate spiritually. Amen, Bazalwane. And you begin to compromise and you begin to choose comfort over what is right. When you settle in your comfort zone, you lose the fire to pursue the things of God. You know, Bazalwane, and the last one that I have, and God might reveal more to you, but you lack discernment. When your spiritual eyes are closed, you cannot discern danger that is coming to you, or you cannot even discern when God wants to lead you to divine direction. Amen. So what are Bible examples of spiritual slumber? We see Samson, Bazalwane. He slept, you know, on Delilah's lap, and he lost his strength. We see Ujo Nabazalan. He slept in the storm while others were praying for survival. We see the disciples of Jesus. They slept in Gethsemane when Jesus asked them to pray. All these examples, Bazalwane, they show that sleeping at the wrong time will cost you your destiny. So I hope that you realize, Bazalwane, that spiritual slumber is a dangerous thing for us children of God. And what is this danger of staying asleep as the children of God? You know, spiritual sleep gives the enemy advantage over you. You know, while men slept, the enemy came. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 25, it says, while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. Amen. When believers are asleep, you know, the enemy plants confusion, he plants depression, and he plants destruction. You know, your spiritual sleep can cause you to miss divine opportunities. Your spiritual sleep, you know, can steal your blessings. It can cause you to be weak in your faith and to just always be this person who is fearful, you know, of following the divine plan of God about your life, or even doing things that God is calling you to do, or even, you know, moving, you know, in the anointing and the power that God has anointed you with. And you lose your spiritual authority in that you are unable to take authority over situations in your life, spiritual situations. You know, you find yourself being afraid of the evil. You find yourself being afraid of darkness. You find yourself being afraid of people. But, you know, if you can wake up from your sleep, Bazalwane, you can regain your spiritual authority. And how do you awaken from this slumber, Bazalwane? Get back to prayer. We need to get back to prayer. We need to spend time seeking God. You know, it's not time for blessings, you know, to ask for things from God, to ask for prosperity from God, but it is time to have a relationship with God. We need to feed our spirit, Bazalwane, because the word of God revives our spirit. Amen, Bazalwane. You know, we need to repent and we need to realign ourselves. We need to wake ourselves up, Bazalwane, by humbling ourselves before God. We need to repent repent, you know, to God for spiritual laziness, really to repent to God, you know, for the compromises that we have made in our journey with Him. And, you know, we need to have fellowship with the fire of God. We need to stay around believers who are burning for God, you know, because fire begets fire. Once you are around people who are burning with the fire of God, there's no way that you will not be able to catch that fire yourself. And we need to ask for fresh anointing. Amen, Bazalwa. We need to cry out like David and ask God to restore.
All right. Okay.
To us, the joy of our salvation. Amen, Bazalwan. As I conclude, I just want to prophetically declare upon everyone who is listening today that, you know, we refuse to sleep in the season of revival. You know, our eyes are open. You know, our spirit is alert and our fire for God is being rekindled. We declare and we decree that God should wake us up where we have slumbered in the name of Jesus. It's time to wake up the sleeping church. The trumpet of the spirit is sounding. The bridegroom, Bazalwan, is coming soon. And we cannot be afford to be found sleeping when he returns. Amen. The Bible in the book of Matthew chapter 24 verse 42 says, "Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour the Lord your God is coming." Amen. Let us pray, Bazalwane, as we close. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you awaken every sleeping area of our life, stir up our hearts again, ignite the fresh hunger for your word, fresh passion for your presence, and fresh obedience to your will. Let every spirit of slumber be broken right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And God bless you. Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Amen.
Amen. Prophet Ntimba there. And of course, we are grateful. Thank you so much. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's none like Him.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.